Page 20, number 13. Jesus taught that to be his disciple meant to follow his word. What does it mean to hold to his teaching? Hold to his teaching means that if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, there's one condition, and this marks a true follower. You know what it is? Following. A follower follows. So I just want to say to any of you who are searching out Christianity, when you talk to somebody and they say, whatever their terminology is, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus, I just don't follow him. That is not a follower. Followers follow, all right? Now, I know the question that comes from that is this. Well, wait, but does that mean you're perfect? And once you're a follower, you're just perfect as can be? No, no, no. Here's the way I like to look at it. Here I am, or here is Jesus. Let's put Jesus over here. And here I am, or you are over here. All right? And so, if I'm going to be a follower, there's a line here that is being a follower. I'm following after him. If I go this direction, I'm not following. If I go that direction, I'm not following. I can go a lot of different directions that are not following. But who's going to live a perfect life? Nobody. But here's how we live our life. Maybe at beginning, it looks like this. And we're following. Every point is closer, but we're offline. But we're always closer, always closer. We grow as a Christian, and it might start looking more like this. We've been a Christian a long time, and it may get real close, all the better. But I'm always following. But when I say, no, I know God says go this direction, I'm going to go that direction. That's not a follower. So that is the one condition that he constantly puts forward, is being a follower.